WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and earlier today, Xi Jinping spoke by phone with Russian leader Vladimir Putin as Western countries look to plot their path forward. President Trump's urged Ukraine to agree to a deal to end the fighting. ABC's Ian Panel's in Ukraine and says there are key meetings taking place this week.
French President Macron meets with President Trump, and then the following day, the British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer also at the White House. These next few days could be critical in deciding what kind of deal, if any, is possible.
Confusion within the federal workforce continues over Elon Musk's weekend instruction that all employees reply to an email listing their accomplishments or face firing. But the heads of several agencies are telling their employees to hold off from responding. The Vatican expected to provide an update later on Pope Francis's health. The 88-year-old remains hospitalized in critical condition. And Apple is pledging $500 billion in U.S. investments in the next 4 years. This is ABC News.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There was a big fire this morning over near Penn Park. It happened on Taft Street just after midnight. Firefighters had to rescue 6 people from the building. Now, 8 people don't have a place to live after the damage. The Red Cross has been deployed to help them figure out next steps. The Madison Fire Department says the smoke alarms were working properly, and now they're investigating what caused that fire. And gas prices are dropping across the country. Melissa Kay has our weekly update.
Average gas prices have fallen 4.3 cents over the last week. The average today is $2.86 per gallon. This is 12.2 cents lower than a month ago and over 16 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say to enjoy the slight declines while they last. As we inch closer to March, the typical March madness will eventually take hold. With the changeover to summer gasoline, we're likely to see upward movement in the weeks ahead.
Today in Dane County, the average price for a gallon of regular is $2.86. And we've got warm weather headed our way this week. That's impacting winter recreation across Wisconsin. We're expecting highs in the 40s all week, except for today, where 50 is in the forecast. Ice skating at Madison Parks is officially done for the season. It's a short run. Rinks just opened in December. People flocked to the parks yesterday to get one last skate in. But if some outdoor skating was on your winter bucket list, there is one more place. As of this morning, the rink at the Edgewater is still open this week. They're usually closed Monday and Tuesday, so according to their website, skaters will be on the ice on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Dane County snowmobile trails are closed too, an even shorter season. They only had 5 or 6 days. Last year, they had about a week as well. We're not the only ones. With warmer weather all week, trails closed in lots of counties up north too. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers.
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops, the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon. In overtime Saturday, they host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost 4 of their last 6 games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to 5th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. We'll see a high near 51. Chance of rain tonight, 30 degrees. Sunshine and near 50 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, chance of rain, a low of 31. Chance of rain Wednesday, 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, 46.
Currently, 42 degrees. Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
That visual of Elon Musk with the ridiculous chainsaw. I don't think Elon Musk has probably ever actually used a chainsaw in his life. Some lame attempt to make himself look manly. What he is doing is devastating people's lives. I mean, here in Arizona, we now have firefighters who are being laid off right before wildfire season. The federal funding freeze for a moment meant that we were not able to continue with our efforts to go after the Mexican drug cartels and fight the fentanyl crisis. I mean, it's insane.
Thank you. And that's Attorney General Chris Mays of the great state of Arizona. So many heroes of a democracy. Right? That's the good news.
Yes.
That's fun to do. Try it. All right. So we have Stephen Beschloss and Pete Dominic.
Someone down the wrong pipe. So I'm just going to sound like this for the rest of the show.
I'm fine. Okay. By the way, what was rest his soul? Corey Feldman. He's the one that always wore the dark glasses. He wore them on my late night show. You know, like men that wear the dark glasses at night and are not
on drugs.
Yeah. Thank you. It's ketamine. And then he has the Nazi version of the Make America Great hat. And he's ruining all these people's lives and, you know, prancing around with a chainsaw. What a douchebag. Complete.
You just killed Corey Feldman. He's still with us. You were thinking of Corey Haim.
No, Corey Feldman's still with us? Yes. I didn't kill him? Okay, it's him. He's the douchebag that kind of came on my late night show.
You didn't just kill him, though. You said rest his soul. So
it's
he's
other
still
Corey.
With us.
Pardon me. I'm sorry.
It's Corey
Haim. Can anything else go wrong? Oh, look, our phones are working, though. Hang on a second. Oh, no, not connected. That's never mind.
Oh. Sorry. It was working a second ago.
Okay. Now I can't do all your favorite impressions.
No.
Emily said, Ethel Merman, Fred Sanford, Stephanie Miller is like the dais of a Dean Martin roast rolled into one amazing woman. Sing out, Louise. She doesn't get that either.
Sing out, you don't know that?
No.
From Gypsy.
You need to see Gypsy.
I'll put it on the watch list.
Speaking of singing, he's not really a hero of democracy, but I'll give him points for saying something. Senator Tom Tillis. So, by the way, everybody in from what looks like his deathbed, God bless him, the Pope, speaking out about Putin and about standing up for Ukraine. So you got to give Tom Tillis some points, but he doesn't say Trump's name. Say it, right?
I support President Trump, and I believe that most of his policies on national security are right.
No.
I believe his instincts are pretty good. But what I'm telling you, whoever believes that there is any space for Vladimir Putin in the future of a stable globe, better go to Ukraine. They better go to Europe. They better invest the time to understand that this man is a cancer and the greatest threat to democracy in my lifetime.
Okay, one more. Tom Tillis, North Carolina.
So, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you that Vladimir Putin is a liar, a murderer, and a man responsible for ordering the systematic torture, kidnapping, and rape of innocent civilians, believe me, because the evidence is mile high. If you believe that Ukraine is a country an ocean away and not relevant to our national security, think again. The world is small. The world is watching. The strength of our alliances are on the line, and the future of democracy in the world is on the line if we do anything less than defeat Vladimir Putin.
Okay, so I give him, you know, some points, Jody. This right. Politico piece about how terrified they are of their violent voters. Mm-hmm. They're scared, listen, about death threats and Gestapo-like stuff, said a former member of Trump's first administration. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis told people the FBI warned him about credible death threats when he was considering voting against Pete Hegseth. He ultimately provided the crucial fifth vote. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I hope he's finding his courage, because that's despicable. He knows that mm-hmm. Pete Hegseth is, there's not even a word for how unqualified he is for this. Tillis has said, according to the source, that if people want to understand Trump, they should read the 2026 book Snakes in Suits, When Psychopaths Go to Work. When asked for comment about this story, a spokesperson for him said it was false. The senator recommended the book in that capacity. Oh, really? What capacity was that? You obviously admitted the president is a psychopath. Is there a capacity that's okay? Why do people in other countries seem to have more courage? This guy, I want to date and kiss and marry him. I don't even care about his teeth. His name is... What is his name? Jonathan Pye?
Jonathan Pye.
He's an English, I think, politician. Mm-hmm.
He plays a character, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Are we still America's allies now that America is openly using Kremlin propaganda? Trump is clearly one of the worst negotiators in geopolitical history. The first time ever an American president has criticized an ally for not surrendering to an invading army, you f***ing hole. Trump claiming that Ukraine started the war is like Roosevelt saying, well, what the f*** were those ships doing in Pearl Harbor in the first place? The art of the deal, eh? The great negotiator.
Thank you. He is, Jody, like at least half of this country. The rest of the world sees him exactly the same. He is a ridiculous buffoon. Mm-hmm. One more. Here we go.
The art of the deal. Hey, the guy negotiating with Russia is a Fox News host. Although, what's the point of a functioning Defense Department if you're going to surrender to your enemy after just 1 month in office? Imagine being the President of the United States with the richest man in the world as your pet and still... in the bed every time someone points out that you're being a wanker. And you can tell that Trump doesn't actually think Zelensky is a dictator because his nose isn't nestled up Zelensky's anus whilst giving him a reach around like he does with real actual dictators.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
There is nothing like the word wanker said with a British accent.
There's nothing quite like it.
My opinion. Turn me a little bit straight. Okay. GK says, according to Reuters, the Trump administration threatened to immediately cut off Ukraine's access to Starlink's internet if Zelensky doesn't agree to a deal handing over their rare earth minerals. Why doesn't the media call this by its name? Extortion.
Exactly.
I mean, Jody, it is just, once again, unprecedented. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be like someone came to us and said, give us all of the oil in Texas or we're going to XYZ. It's like, mm-hmm. What? What claim does America have to Ukraine's minerals?
Zero.
Okay. Sometimes food says when the friendly national park rangers hang an upside down flag at El Capitan, you know the country's in real trouble. Thank you, Yosemite National Park staffers. Amen. We see you and we stand with you. And this one. Oy. Schiller says MAGA flipping out because they're being treated the way they voted for other people to be treated is peak USA 2025. And I still feel bad for them, Jody. You know what I mean? I just, all right. J.B. Pritzker, one of our heroes of democracy this morning. Governor Pritzker.
All the atrocities of human history lurk in the answer to that question. And if we don't want to repeat history, then for God's sake, in this moment, we better be strong enough to learn from it. My oath is to the Constitution of our state and of our country. We don't have kings in America, and I don't intend to bend the knee to one. If you think I'm overreacting and sounding the alarm too soon, consider this. It took the Nazis 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 days, 8 hours, and 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic. And all I'm saying is that when the five-alarm fire starts to burn, every good person better be ready to man a post with a bucket of water if you want to stop it from raging out of control.
Wow. Jody.
Uh-oh.
Oh. You have the same lack of faith in yourself as you do in Chris LaVoy?
Yes.
Okay. Who said we know exactly what to do because we've done it before? We use our power, we organize, mobilize, we educate, we advocate, not because it is easy, but because it is necessary. Not because victory is guaranteed, but because the fight is worth it. Who said that?
Betty Rubble.
No, that was a good guess, though. No, that was Kamala Harris. Oh, my God, we screwed the pooch so hard,
yep.
America.
Yep.
Oh, also, I'm wearing this in honor of Joy Reid. Tune in today for her last show on MSNBC. Call them and tell them how you feel about this. Ridiculous. I did a whole whatever segment on it last hour, but right, Jody?
Right.
Morning Joe's still sitting there.
Yes,
fire Joy Reid. Are you kidding me?
I guess he's got a better agent.
Oh, God. Okay. Speaking of Keith Boykin says this is what they mean by meritocracy. Any white man who supports Trump is acceptable, no matter how much or grossly unqualified they are for the job. Thank you, Joe. I'm sorry, Joe Scarborough. Ari Melber is still there, and Joy Reid is out. Really? MSNBC. Call them and tell them you better turn this car around. Okay. President Zelensky, just completely demolishes Trump's Kremlin propaganda that he's a dictator. He says, if peace for Ukraine requires it, if you need me to step down, I'm ready. I can trade it for NATO. All he wants is safety and security for the people of Ukraine. He's a true hero. And that's why Trump can't stand him, because he's a true leader, right? All right. Speaking of voting for other people to get hurt, give me 16. So, you know, Jason Selving, our friend at Good Liars, right? This is what makes it hard to reach out to MAGA people. So this douchebag buys an ice jacket on Amazon and goes to terrorize people and thinks it's funny.
Do you actually work for ICE?
No, not at all. Nope.
Explain the outfit.
It's $29.99 on Amazon. I would recommend buying a small if you're my size. This one's a little too loose for my liking. But if you want some entertainment, wear this and go to a Home Depot in a sanctuary city like where I live right now, Washington, D.C., and you'll see all the illegals, not all of them, but you can maybe see a lot of them start to run away. And you feel like a group fitness instructor. It's really good.
And you actually think that's funny?
I think it's hilarious. Absolutely. What's not funny is them illegally...
There you have it, everybody. One of the worst people I've seen here at CPAC. And that's saying something. Appreciate it.
Wow. God. That's... Okay. All right. Jody, one last one.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. It's okay. This is just a what do you think thing. Not against the quote.
It's an initial.
I gotta say, I agree. This is an advisor to Biden, so you know I get it. But he, top advisor to President Biden, said the Democratic Party melted down after his poor performance in the June debate. He said Biden should have remained the party's candidate. I feel like more and more. Well, you and I were, there till the last dog died, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just Kamala Harris really was given an impossible task. She did an amazing job. But just way too short a runway. And you and I were at like the last big fundraiser here in L.A. for Biden. And he was fine.
Fine.
He had a terrible debate. Like nobody. But he said lots of people have had terrible debates. Lots of people have terrible debates. Usually the party doesn't lose its mind. And that's what happened here. It melted down. If Joe Biden loses November's election, history will record it took just 10 minutes to destroy a presidency. I mean, that's what I think we're taking is that people are getting behind the people that are really fighting. And that's what we want from the Democrats. It just, because I feel like we all have something to do with how we got here.
Absolutely.
If we had not freaked out, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe ageism would have gotten him in the end. certainly the mainstream media played a big part in Biden's old, you know, and his approval ratings. But I just feel like they stand by this criminal no matter what he does. And I just feel like that's part of it, is we want Democrats to stand and fight. We don't want this, you know, spirit of bipartisanship. We need people to say, sit the down, you Nazis. You're done here. Right?
Yes.
I don't know why I'm applauding for myself. So
there. Because you were correct, young lady.
Thank you. All right, Stephen Beschloss and Pete Dominic all coming up. Jody Hamilton's here all week with us in the studio. Thank God. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Whee!
I'm sorry, I was just having a flashback to when I was snuggled in with my little terrier sleeper cells. And in my Cozy Earth sheets, in my Cozy Earth jammies, under my Cozy Earth comforter. It's a whole slippery slope, I'm just telling you, Jody. Once you just, there's no going back. They're soft, so soft. They get softer with every wash. I thought it was like my imagination. And then I read it right in the commercial, Jody. I read it right here. I was like, oh my God, they do get softer with every wash. It's just, I'm gonna float away on them some night. Cozy Earth Bamboo Pajama Set. It's so breathable, made from viscose from bamboo. Cozy Earth Men's Collection has everything he'll love. Pajamas, joggers, and more. Comfortable, versatile, made to last. Everybody loves Cozy Earth. It's a luxury if you want to live in the lap of luxury with your lovers. Canine or human. Do it. Go to CozyEarth.com. 40% off if you use the code Stephanie. If you get asked in that post-purchase survey, make sure you tell them you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. That's CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Oh, I know. The state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, overwhelmed, like we're going in the wrong direction and there's nothing we can do about it. There are ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do, switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, and the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Those nonprofits need our help more than ever right now. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company: fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone. Switching so smart and easy, and you make a difference. Go to credomobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. That's credomobile.com. Don't forget that code is STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. credomobile.com. Type in the code STEPH25.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Sort of. Partially. Okay, we're trying to figure it out. We apologize. Our phones are not working. We're trying to figure it out. We are not on Free Speech TV. We're trying to figure that out. But we're partially here.
I have posted where people can at least hear you.
Okay. Where's that?
Progressive Voices.
Okay.
And
fantastic.
Sirius XM 127 and WCPT, obviously.
Okay.
In Chicago, so...
Fantastic. All right. Hooray. So I'm not a really technically a tree that's fallen in a forest.
Not yet.
No.
Not like that one day when we were off the air completely.
Right. I feel like maybe we need a love letter. Steph Mooks first. Jody is missed, but I totally understand. Yeah, me too. After only doing like 1/8 of her job yesterday. Second, Bella is an amazing addition. And third, we need a Chris is sometimes right t-shirt. And of course, Steph, you are loved. CBS is bowing down to Trump. So is NBC. I get more real news watching your show or Midas Touch or other independent journalists. Yes, Joy Reid, soon to be. Whatever she does, we better support her. Call MSNBC and tell them they suck. Jody, you are missed and loved. Sorry, getting back. I have so much in my craw this morning, Jody. Every time I've gone to Facebook this week, I see a thread every day about how I can win a free tab jacket from Coca-Cola if I just enter. And I think fondly of you and how good you would look in that jacket. Jody looks good in everything. At least we get to see and hear you on Tuesdays. Thank you for doing that for us. How are you still you're all still functioning is amazing. It's, well, barely. We are barely. Truly amazing. And Bella's great. Joe in Syracuse. Thank you, Joe.
Aww.
We needed that, didn't we?
Yeah. Little boost some morale.
There you go. I sense a lot of people have things in their craw, and they are they're unable to decraw on the phones this morning, but we're working on it. Did I mention we're working
on
it?
We're also on Political Voices Network.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Political Voices.
We are streaming on that. Casey just texted me that we are.
Oh, so you can see my fantastic
video on Political
t-shirt
Voices.
In honor of Joy Reid and Kamala Harris. Okay, fantastic. It's my strong black lady shirt. Oh, can I tweeted this weekend, Jody and, Blue Sky, et cetera. You know, I've told you how much I love my cycling club, Major Taylor, which is a largely African-American club. Major Taylor was the first African-American cycling champion. And I tweeted a picture from a ride Saturday, and I just said, it's embarrassing to be a white person in Trump's America right now. And I said, I just wanted to thank them for always being so warm and welcoming to me. And I said, how many white groups in our history can say that about welcoming black folks? Sure. You know, I posted a picture once and someone went, oh, token white girl. And my friend Dwayne, who invited me to the group, was so cute. He said, she's not a token. She's our sister. We don't see color here. And it just made me tear up, you know, because I know he means it. Because normally when white people say they don't see color, that's bull. But But I just, it really, I think it was just everything this weekend. This, by the way, it's like six white guys, a black guy, and a woman in the military. Guess who? Which two got fired this weekend? Black guy and the woman. Yeah, black guy and the lady. Right. There you go. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephen Beschloss next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Attorney General Josh Call has added Wisconsin to another lawsuit pushing back against the Trump administration. This one is over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The bureau was created after the financial crisis of 2008. It protects American consumers by curbing unfair business practices, supervising banks and lenders, and making sure people know their rights. The White House and Elon Musk have ordered the bureau to stop nearly all its work. They also closed the bureau's offices for a week earlier this month. In the lawsuit filed with 22 other states, the coalition argues that the dismantling of the CFPB would cause significant harm to consumers and block enforcement of federal consumer protection laws. And a beloved Wisconsin tradition has ended for the season. Here's Lisa Hale.
Sunday was the final day in the 16-day-long sturgeon spearing season in the Lake Winnebago system. The Wisconsin DNR says 943 prehistoric fish were harvested this year. That doubled last year's harvest, even with poor water clarity issues. Harvest caps were not reached during the season. The 90-99% harvest trigger on the upriver lakes was hit, but that was late Sunday afternoon. The DNR adds that 63 fish weighing over 100 pounds were harvested this season.
And today is the last day to vote on names for five Madison snowplows. The Streets Division staff got more than 1,000 submissions. They include Jump Plow Around, Snowy Tribbiani, Antifreeze, Leslie Snope. The list just goes on and on. I don't think my suggestion made the cut. I submitted George because I thought it would be funny among all these puns. The deadline to vote is 8 o'clock tonight. They'll announce the winners in about a week when they have signs made of each of the new names for the snowplows. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. We'll see a high near 51. Chance of rain tonight, 30 degrees. Sunshine and near 50 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, chance of rain, a low of 31. Chance of rain Wednesday, 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, 46.
It's 43 at our studios.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap, yeah, and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open, yeah, and they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
We'll be right back.
amazing to see all of you out here in the f***ing cold saying f*** you, Bush.
Working through our technical difficulties, let's, you know, because this is a special time. Every boy remembers the first time he was jingled, and this is a very special moment. Let's get happy, though, because guess who's here? Speaking of beloved, my show is sometimes referred to as me reading Stephen Beschloss's tweets on the air show.
It's the time.
Stephen Beschloss.
For our Stephen, Steve Beschloss. He's a worldly guy.
Writer of not just America, America, America.
Right. It's that time for our Stephen S. Duffy.
Stephen, can you hear me?
I can. I've just gotten rid of the voice of Chris Murphy speaking with great enthusiasm on the Senate floor.
I don't know if you heard your new jingle, but it's fantastic. Anyway, good morning. Oh, my God, what a morning,
good morning.
It is. Your pieces are so great this week. The one you just did, A World Without Accountability, as the felonious Trump removes all guardrails. It's our battle to save democracy. I've been saying all morning, Stephen, as depressing as these last even just few days have been, and certainly this last month, all of these acts of resistance and courage are also inspiring, aren't they?
I've been taking as much nourishment and strength as I possibly can from the voices of opposition. The governor of Maine has been fantastic. Yep. Chris Murphy has been great in recent days. And then you have people around the world who are speaking out. And, you know, look, they're on the front lines of the same thing that we are. And that's, that's something we need to notice and honestly take strength from.
Stephen, I just said this earlier about Germany, of all places. CS tweeted, the 84% turnout in Germany is staggering. It shows that German voters appreciated the gravity of the efforts by the Kremlin and the White House to influence the results and got up off their asses to make sure they didn't succeed. I mean, let's make that happen in America, huh? Can you imagine if we had 84% turnout?
Yeah,
right?
Well, 77 million people voted for Donald Trump. That got him into this office, and as many Americans chose not to vote.
Yeah.
I mean, so that remained, at the heart of our problem, that needs to be fixed. But the people in Germany, they didn't want J.D. Vance and Donald Trump telling them that they should align themselves and embrace the neo-Nazi party.
Yeah.
What a weird world we're living in.
They'd say no thank you to Nazis again. But you just, you said it. You write here, how can he be a real king if there are people in the government doubting him or worse, blowing the whistle? The military purge is just the latest elaboration of his plot to squash the possibility that naysayers will question him, including the removal a month ago of some 18 inspectors general at virtually every key government agency. I was saying that of everything. That seems the most terrifying thing, is him firing the military lawyers and anyone that could stop him, from illegal orders.
I mean, as if it wasn't enough that the Supreme Court gave him, near total immunity, that he now needs to get rid of every watchdog, every watching eye, every professional that might question him or push back in some way. And you're right. I mean, that it's focused now on the military with his henchmen, his obedient servant, Pete Hegseth, who's ready to get rid of these, very experienced professionals and put in place these sycophants. And, when you strip away the lawyers, what are the illegal acts that you're preparing for?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, so many good points on Twitter. Joe said, Trump extorting Ukraine in our name while they suffer is like a war crime in and of itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just all these things that we've never seen before, right? Why would Ukraine owe us all of their minerals. Like, it's just, you know, go ahead. Yeah.
I mean, he pretended that he thought, you know, that he was going to be the guy that was going to end all wars, and he was going to be the guy that demonstrated that America doesn't need to be so engaged with the rest of the world. And meanwhile, I mean, all he's been doing for the last month has been, you know, touting his imperialist ambitions.
Yeah.
You know, and this act, I mean, I think it's a betrayal of democracy, and it's a betrayal of America, and it's a betrayal, obviously, of Ukraine to now sort of turn against Ukraine in his, you know, surrendering to Vladimir Putin. But the thing is that when he does this, you know, he empowers all of the worst people around the world. You know, it lets Putin know that he can keep going. And, you know, that puts all of our democratic allies in danger.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Robert Reich said, a reminder that Elon Musk's corporations were promised $3 billion across nearly 100 different contracts last year with 17 federal agencies. While Doge cuts essential services for you, Musk is getting a taxpayer-funded windfall. And if I'm watching correctly, these Republican town halls with Republican representatives, people are starting to get it. It smells like a revolution to me. They're, you know, watching this as you write. Yes, the circus is back in town. Pretend dividend checks and chainsaws. Complaints about DEI hires and woke culture. Cries of fraud and abuse while committing fraud and abuse. Whatever it takes to dismantle the government, cut programs to help most of those in need, and further enrich the richest among us. This is how revolutions start, right?
Yeah, yeah. And look. We are witnessing the rise of oligarchy, the rise of kleptocracy. We're watching it with Elon Musk and obviously with Trump cheering him on. And all of this talk of this, you know, Doge, this Department of Government Efficiency committed to waste fraud, the removal of waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, I think you said it right. I mean, he's been busy undermining all of the entities within the government that have been investigating his companies.
Yep, yep. You said, meanwhile, Trump posting on Truth Social, long live the king, with an image of himself wearing a crown, firing thousands of civil servants trying to do their jobs, running the world upside down by abandoning America's democratic allies, threatening our neighbors with mad imperialistic plans of invasion, or renaming the Gulf of Mexico, banning reporters whose media companies won't go along with his name change, calling Ukraine's courageous president a dictator, all while making a list of concessions that he think will please the murder thug in Moscow and end the war in Ukraine. But it feels like, Stephen, that it's all, a lot of it's blowing up in his face. Thank God. I mean, just with you know, look at how Europe has come together as one, you know, our allies.
Go
ahead.
The new chancellor in Germany, you know, elected last night, Merz, Friedrich Merz, and it was specifically talking about that Germany now needs to dramatically expand its military budget because it can no longer count on America. I mean, this is illustrative of the environment that he's created. And, you know, for anyone who thinks, well, okay, you know, America's been too engaged in the world and spending too much money doing it. Well, all that this does is make America less safe.
Yeah.
And put us more at the mercy of the extremists. And that's, you know, that's the part of this that I do think people are getting.
Yeah.
And wherever they are, I mean, you're suddenly having even Republican voices that are raising doubts about Trump talking about Zelensky as a dictator, which is, you know, ludicrous, or that the Ukrainians started the war, which is ludicrous. And I think people get this a little bit. And, you know, look, we don't know where is this line where people said that they've had enough. You know, we see rumblings. I agree. You know, we see that people are wanting to do something. And I, you know, and we see that taking place a lot of ways. I think that the line will be if he starts ignoring the rulings of the courts.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, it's saying that this is the game is up.
The people I trust, I mean, Lawrence Tribe and, you know, Adam Schiff are saying we are in a constitutional crisis. You can call it whatever you want. We're in it already. I mean, I have to say, AOC was at a federal workers rally. She said, Medicaid is not for sale. NASA's not for sale. The post office is not for sale. America's not for sale. We have an obligation to resist kings. We outnumber the oligarchs, and they can be overwhelmed. And that's right. What it is starting to feel like. 60 Minutes last night, God bless them. Tonight's 60 Minutes describing the actual fascism that is infiltrating our government agencies through Musk's illegal activities. I mean, boy, if people weren't paying attention, they're like, I don't do politics. It seems like they're paying attention now, right?
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, I don't know about you. I watched the SAG Awards last night and heard the speech of Jane Fonda. And, God bless her. I mean, she's 87 years old, yeah. And she took, she took her minutes winning this Lifetime Achievement Award to talk about the danger that we're in and to try to, in essence, rally the troops and say, please understand that this is an urgent moment and it requires your attention. It requires your community. It means not being isolated. It means protecting the most vulnerable among us. And it means, recognizing this isn't like, the documentaries that you've watched from the past where Americans were in danger and some people stepped up. Well, this is your moment.
And I love that, woke just means you give a damn about other people and we have to stay in community and stay engaged.
It's not complicated.
Yeah, yeah. You just finished by saying Trump, a convicted felon and sociopath who's dedicated his life to evading the law, heard the Supreme Court's message loud and clear. That puts pressure on each of us to do our part to be the guardrails through our voices, our demonstrations, possibly our national strikes in the months that lie ahead. I guess that'll be the silver lining if it wakes this country up in a way.
Yeah.
It's never been awoken. I mean, it's so funny. My friend just said, your other piece, Stephen, my friend was just saying this yesterday. We were chatting. Your piece is called Rooting Against Trump's America. We should take inspiration from opponents to this fascist regime wherever in the world we find them. And she was talking about she's like, I'm glad Canada won the hockey thing. Yeah. Like, and you can understand them booing the national anthem as much as we love America too, and it's our country. You realize they're booing Trump,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I tried to say as much as anything, if you love your country, if you believe in democracy, if you value equality and justice and, all of the progressive things that have built a better America, then maybe when you hear Canadians booing the singing of our national anthem, you can actually take nourishment from it because it tells you that there are friends out there who understand that what's happening is not right.
Yeah. Well, and this was your most chilling line when you were talking about Germany's, as you mentioned earlier, Germany's president. You said, we're clearly going to experience more support for human values from Germany's top leadership than from America's current leaders. I mean, what my dad and others that served in World War II would think, I can't even imagine. Stephen,
I mean, would I have expected that I would be encouraged by a German chancellor saying we're going to dramatically increase our defense budget, our military budget, right? There was a time we were, asking the Germans not to have a military budget, right? Because they were the danger in our world. And with great trauma that, 80 years later, it's as if many, many millions of Americans have lost any memory or, any capacity to understand the danger that we're walking into right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mentioned the Mexican president. She's fantastic. But I just love how you say, I'll be damned if I'm going to stand by or remain silent during this hostile takeover of our government and its rejection of what makes America a special place. There's an America I know and love, and there's Trump's America. I will keep looking for signs of opposition from wherever in the world there are pro-democracy humans who see and reject what's happening here. And you mentioned J.B. Pritzker. We played a bunch of his speech. I mean, it was fantastic. And it's funny, he told this story at Chicago Sexy Liberal about how, he swallowed his pride during the pandemic to try to get help for Illinois. Yeah. And he said, it turns out Trump's promises were as broken as the BiPAP machine he sent us instead of ventilators. He told us that in person. He said he sent me a bunch of broken machines. So you're saying, going along, but you say it best, going along to get along does not work. Just ask Trump-fearing red state governors who are dealing with the same cuts that we are. And I read a tweet earlier, Stephen, someone said none of us are going to get out of this unscathed, right?
No, I think that's right. And look, I mean, some of us are, you know, more secure in whatever ways. You know, you have money, you have family, you know, you have love in your life, you know, you have the ability to eat every day. I mean, the basic things that provide you the security that you need. And if that's true, then it's even more incumbent upon you to think yeah. about, you know, your fellow, you know, your neighbors and your more vulnerable fellows that yeah. may need your support.
No one loves me, but that time. No one loves me, but that's a story for another day. I've got other stuff. let me just read you to you before we finish, because fantastic. You just said the seed that grew into dictatorship in Europe a lifetime ago didn't arrive overnight. It started with everyday Germans mad about inflation and looking for someone to blame. Sound familiar? If you think I'm overreacting, sounding the alarm too. You're quoting Pritzker here, but just, you know, when he talks about how quickly the Nazis did it, you know, right. the amount of time, and he, you know, Pritzker concluded with tyranny requires your fear and your silence and your compliance. Democracy requires your courage. You said solid advice from the governor, advice we should remember as we root against Trump's America in the tough days ahead. That's a great way of putting it, Stephen. We're rooting against Trump because we root for America. This is not Rush yeah. Limbaugh saying, I hope Obama fails. This is saying, exactly I hope right. fascism and cruelty fail. Right.
That's right. And you know, if I can be counterintuitive for a moment, I remain weirdly hopeful.
Yeah.
Because I do think that in this desecration that's going on and the violations that we can see and that will be seen more clearly, that what it does is it gets people clearer about what they're fighting for, right? What's important. And I'm hoping, you know, that you and I and all the other people who have the ability to kind of depict what's happening can also sort of paint a picture of the future in a way that reminds people what they're trying to get to. And that, you know, that freedom isn't free, you know, liberty isn't something that you can take for granted. You know, that's being proved to us right now, and there's yeah. an opportunity, I think, to actually, you know, build a vision yeah. of what that future can be.
Let me counter your counterintuitive point by saying, no, I'm just kidding. I agree with everything you say. That's why I have you on. Stephen, great stuff. We linked to all of your stuff. We'll see you again
Thanks
real soon.
Thanks so much.
See you
it's
soon.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Me
Thank
too.
You,
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my new best friends at Native Path. Oh my God, Jody. So, you know, I know you don't know because it's flavorless. It's like invisible, my Native Path. It goes right you in know. My coffee every morning. Yeah. But I'm telling you, all the good stuff is in there that helps your, you know, your cartilage, your bones, your skin, your hair, your nails, your gut. I used to take different stuff for all that. I just put this flavorless Native Path collagen right in my coffee. You can do it in your soup, oatmeal, smoothie, what have you. I do my Native Path PM that has chamomile in it in the evening in my tea. It's fantastic. I use the little the hydrate packets. In my water, my, what do you call it, bike water bottle. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily, mixes perfectly, no clumping. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Now start your transformation today at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every story matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson. The Milwaukee historian and teacher travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I sent. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey. And I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Bow wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, wow, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
Stephanie Miller.
Really? Really, universe? Now you're going to take Roberta Flack? Now you are killing me softly. Do you understand? First, Trump, all of this. Sweep of arm. Joy Reid, really? And now Roberta Flack. All right, watch Joy Reid's last show tonight. Show MSNBC they've made a horrible mistake. Urge them to change their minds. Man. I love Jen Psaki. She's getting apparently a full time, but I'm just telling you, it's not a good look, Jody, to have the MSNBC, the liberal network, fire two women of color. And I guess Alex Wagner is still going to be a contributor, but when Rachel leaves after the 100 days, Jen Psaki's great, but the Joy Reid thing, it makes no sense to me to leave Morning Joe there, which is tanking the entire network. And
I agree.
Get rid of this brilliant black woman is. Ugh. Okay, how about this? Ian says share of Americans who believe the wealthy have too much influence on the Trump administration, 71%. Huh. Bob Seska, I've heard of him. He said we should incorporate unpatriotic into our messaging about Donald, Elon, and MAGA. They are destroying the government, violating the law and the Constitution, supporting dictators, embracing monarchy, hurting 9/11 heroes, damaging national security, purging the military, etc. This is unpatriotic. Say it over and over. Thank you, Bob. He's a fine American, that Bob Seska. Yep, J.B. Prisker, if you think I'm overreacting, consider this. It took the Nazis 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 days, 8 hours, and 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic. Pete Dominic, comedian extraordinaire, next.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The John and Gordy Show.
Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
You know, I prefer the snow. I hate the ice. Death by driveway, be careful. I mean, just stepping outside of your house, don't slip and fall.
Did you say death by driveway? I'm just...
You don't want to skim past that part, do you?
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A group of federal workers have filed a lawsuit in federal court in California, according to the Associated Press. They say that Elon Musk's weekend email instructing all federal employees to reply with a list of their accomplishments violates the law. ABC's Karen Travers has more on what's followed.
There are mixed messages then coming from the heads of agencies like the FBI, the Department, the Director of National Intelligence, the State Department, and the Pentagon, who are advising employees there to hold off right now on replying to this email. They're essentially saying, let's put this on pause. So a lot of questions here over who has the ultimate authority. Is it Elon Musk or is it agency heads?
President Trump meets with French President Macron today. The Ukraine war will be a major topic. Today marks 3 years since Russia's invasion. The world waits for another update on Pope Francis, the 88-year-old still hospitalized in critical condition. And Apple says it's investing $500 billion in U.S. investments. This is ABC News.